Tantor Audio presents Undercover of the Night, a true story of sex, greed, and murder by Diane Fanning. Narrated by Dan John Miller. 1. Marcy Shepard often took 2 weeks off from her job in the Human Resources Department of Genworth Financial around Christmas to spend time with her children and finish up her holiday preparations, and 2007 was no exception. On Sunday, December 16th, 2007, the perky blonde went shopping with her friend and co-worker, Jocelyn Ernest, and they made plans to get together again on the evening of Wednesday, December 19th. Text messages bounced between the women throughout the day that Wednesday as Marcy ran errands, even briefly stopping at the Genworth offices to deliver popcorn that co-workers had purchased from her son's Cub Scout troop. At home that evening, Marcy sat down with her 8-year-old son to watch SpongeBob SquarePants. Just before 7:30, she received a text from Jocelyn asking if she was there. Marcy responded by typing the letter Y for yes. When she didn't hear back from Jocelyn, Marcy sent another message, spelling out her answer more clearly. Yes, I'm here. Still no reply from Jocelyn, which was unusual, since she had answered every other text that day promptly. Marcy knew a momentary pause could have a lot of innocent explanations. Another phone call, taking a shower, a temporary separation from her cell phone, whatever. At first, it was not cause for alarm. When the television show ended, Marcy went upstairs with her son, made sure he brushed his teeth, read a story to him, and tucked him in for the night at 8:30. She sent an email asking Jocelyn if her text messaging was not working. Jocelyn still remained silent. 10 minutes later, Marcy left her son with her husband and drove to CVS, still waiting to hear.